sure if I can do it or not. I don't even have a soldering gun anymore. I talked about that computer deal when you want me to load up that chirp. This thing is powered over my computer. I can't do nothing. The thing is wanting a bank card number.
That's messed up. I feel real bad that you clicked on that stuff that you didn't need to click on, even though, you know, it always makes it look like it's legitimate. And now you're stuck. So if I can ever get enough free time, I'd come look at it for you, but I'm not sure when I can get over there yet.
Okay. You think you can take that off?
Yeah, I think I could. It's just a mess. I don't know what to tell you right now. So when you turn it off and then turn it back on, it just, what's it do?
Well, it turns on like regular, and then it, after it's been on a few, well, maybe 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and then it flashes back to the bank card thing. And there's no place to get out of it that I can see.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah, let me ask a couple people about it, see if they've got some ideas. I know two people that I turn to when stuff like that happens. They might have something I could put on a thumb drive and give you, and you could run it and then clean it up or something. But at this point, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, even I can see the background to it, you know, on the bottom of the screen. There's this gap, probably about the size of all that deal's at the bottom of the page. And I can see the background, and it's on. I can see, it's what's in the background, and that's normal. But this thing is right over top. You can't see it, nothing other than that little hole.
Well, it's definitely a scam, and if you were to give them your credit card number, they would bill it, and then they might keep billing it. And then they would find something else wrong with your computer, supposedly, and want to charge you for that. So it's a big rabbit hole that you could go down. N4DVR.
Yeah. Too bad that some of them guys didn't have time to do something was good, and then instead of making software up that you gotta pay them to get out of it, and like you said, then what you gonna do then after that?
Yep, that's right. Over here on US 10, they got the whole right lane blocked off for miles once you get on the bridge there going over Sanford Lake. And I have yet to see why it's even blocked off. I don't see any work going on.
Okay. Are you past 30 yet?
Yeah, I'll be coming up on 18 here in about 3 minutes.
Okay, now I know about where you're at there. Yeah, you're still good and strong in the repeater for sure.
I like a good repeater that you can do low power like this. It's sad that the old Midland repeater just doesn't work great. It's just not reliable.
Yeah, Roger. KB at HIK. Let's stand by and see if somebody wants to use the frequency for a few minutes, and then we'll go back. KB at HIK standing by.
N4DVR standing by.